Hi, Lori. How are you?
I'm okay.
Oh, I was so sad to hear about your car accident.
Oh, there's just too much going on. You
Oh.
haven't you heard that people are running people over nowadays over here?
Oh, I've been seeing that on the news every day. Something's going on in Minnesota, huh?
Here's the thing. I have two police jobs, and so they're ready for them. They're ready for them to come out.
I
That's how bad it
see.
got. Because
Wow.
they took everybody from every other state to come here to help
Yeah.
out. And I said, Minnesotans are the worst.
Yeah, I bet.
And I said,
Wow.
and I'm not from here, so I can honestly say and be what I
Yeah.
want to say and say what I want to say, because I'm telling you, Minnesotans, I says, I don't know when they got that nice thing and when it was gone, but I'm telling you, it ain't nice. And I said, here's these people, and you know what? They're everywhere. And I'm like, I don't want to tell them that I'm for the ICE, you know?
Yeah,
Because
yeah.
they said they're sending people out to beat them up. And I'm like, I'm not
Wow.
going to get in no fight. So I thought, let me go get my police dog before I tell them that.
That's funny, yeah.
Because I'm thinking, because I had a little dog with me because I was training, and I'm like, well, this little dog ain't going to do jack shit if I
Yeah.
told somebody that. And I'm telling you, they're standing in the freezing cold. Who wants to stand out in the freezing cold and be an idiot?
Yeah, I know, for
And then I
sure.
told them, you need to grow up. I said, you know, if you would just stop doing what you're doing, I said, you're saying that they're the ones that are the problem. I said, that is incorrect. I said, have you seen yourselves?
Yep, exactly.
You're throwing shit at people. You're spitting at them. You're calling them names. I said, you're adults, man. Grow the hell up.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I've never understood any type of law enforcement why somebody wouldn't comply. Like if I see a high-speed chase on TV, I'm always thinking, why don't they just pull over? Do they think they're going to get away? 'Cause they never do. They always end up running out of gas or they hit a spike strip and you know? And then the same thing with that shooting. I mean, when he told her to get out of the car, if she would have just gotten out of the car and not panicked.
And they're saying that, oh no, she was trying to leave. I said, you do know she was fleeing. That means the same thing. She was trying to leave. Yeah, sure. She was fleeing the scene. I said, she didn't want to come out
Exactly.
of the car. And I said, don't you understand? I said, you purposely stepped on that gas. And then somebody says, well, he should have never jumped in front of the car. And I said, she should have never stepped on the gas.
Jumped in front of the car. I'm sure, yeah. Here's a moving car. Let me jump in front so I can shoot her. That didn't happen. It all happened so fast, you know?
I said, they do that sometimes, figuring that they won't go.
Yeah.
And she did.
And she
And
did,
I'm like,
yeah.
what the hell is wrong with you people? I
Yeah.
said, grow up, grow the hell up. And I said, you know, and I worked with the police, you know, and there's people who don't like me at all. You know,
And
but they're not gonna run me over neither.
the wife said, you have my license plate when you come talk to us later. So they were anticipating that what they were doing was wrong and they would have some type of consequence later. So I don't know why she tried to run. It makes no sense, you know? So why
It's
not
like
just
they were
get out?
never gonna, they like they were never gonna defend themselves, or they're never gonna catch up to her, nothing like that. I know. And I said,
Exactly.
it's not gonna be any more pleasant when you take off.
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel so bad. I see these stories of, you know, people going to work and then ICE comes and, you know, tries to arrest them and stuff and I feel so bad, but I've also seen reports where they would arrest a guy at a car wash, for an example, and then once they took him in, even if he didn't have papers, they saw he wasn't on any violent criminal list, so they let him go, you know? So the news doesn't show that part of it, you know? So
And yeah, they're ganging up on, and I'm like, you know what? Actually somebody got beat up the other day because he says, I'm with ICE, and somebody belted him one and knocked him on the ground and shit. And I'm like, what the hell is
Wow.
wrong with you people? I said, you know what? I said, you're saying that the ICE are the problem? I said, look at yourself. Have you gotten a look at yourself?
Yeah,
Look what
they're
you're
the
doing.
problem.
And
Yeah.
I said, you're not making any matters any better. And I said, you know that interfering can get you in jail? I said, you're
Exactly.
actually interfering. You're stopping them from doing their job. And I said, that can get you arrested. No, it can't. And I'm like, are you dumb?
Yeah, they're dumb. They're dumb, and they think that just because they don't like something, they can go out there and interfere in the, you know, in the work, and then that they can get away with it, which you can't, you know?
Well, just so you know, that's how I got hit by a car.
I was going to ask you, what happened?
Of course, they weren't going very fast, but it got my leg. It got my leg, and you should, and I'm like, I thought it was broken for sure. And I was like, I can't move. I was on the ground, and I'm like, holy shit, motherfucker.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God, you know, and I'm like, I can't move. I can't do nothing, you know, and I'm like, what the hell? People are so crazy, drivers in the States. I don't understand. Do you not know how to use a signal if you're going to cross in front of me, fool?
Yeah, so.
You have to slam on your brakes on ice, you know, that's just stupid.
Oh, my gosh,
but
yeah.
I'm telling you, I got hit by a car, and I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, if I say, and I was like, and, you know, they're ready to call the dogs, man. They're ready.
Yeah.
Because they're saying that they can't defend themselves anymore.
Mm.
They're saying that they can't defend themselves. And I said, so we're supposed to let people run us over and spit and throw bottles at us and shit like that, and we're supposed to just take it?
Yeah. Aren't you happy that you have those police dogs, though? That's great. They'll protect you.
They can injure them, too.
Yeah, I know.
That's the thing. And I'm like...
That's what I say. Like, if a crazy person came to my house or something, you know, my dogs would defend me. But what if they're crazy enough to shoot the dog or something, you know? That's the scary part. So, yeah.
And then they even have pit bulls now for police dogs.
Oh,
and,
really?
And they're saying, and they're more scared of them than us. And I said, those are not the ones you need to be scared of. I said,
yeah.
The Belgian Malinois are the ones you need to be scared of. I said, if you don't believe me, Google it yourself, man. It will tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, those are the ones that are really, yeah, because they're trained. They're, yeah, exactly.
Well, even the pit bulls are trained for police work, but still, they're not as dangerous. Everybody thinks that pit bulls are dangerous than Malinois, and I said, not even close. And I said, if you Google them, they will tell you those dogs are like on drugs, man. Drugs.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I know.
And I'm telling you, I don't want my dog injured, but there was a lady who did bring her dog with in the car. And I thought, well, God, I hope you don't have to bring him up, because what happens if they, you know, decide they're going to throw a bottle at his head or something, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I don't know. And I'm like, I'm scared for that, because when the last time I used Jonah, he almost died.
That's so sad, Lori.
Remember when we were talking about the senators that got shot?
Yeah.
That's who we were. That's where we were.
Really? Wow.
And Jonah almost died. Actually, three other dogs did die.
Oh, Jonah's such a good boy. I'm happy that he's okay now. Wow.
But you know what? I panicked because I'm like, he can't walk. He can't. And he was just like, I can't get up. Can't do nothing. And I'm like, holy fuck, what's wrong with my dog? And I'm like, oh, no. And I'm like, this is the second time I almost lost him. And I'm like, I cannot lose my dogs, man. And
right.
I'm like, oh, hell no. And I was so scared. And I finally did what I needed to do. And it's like, and then he started getting better. I'm like, oh, thank the Lord, you know, because I said,
yeah.
What if he died? And I got leg braces for his legs because he couldn't get up. And three dogs died, but not in Minnesota. They died searching for someone else in another state that was so damn hot. And those dogs died from the heat.
Oh, that's so sad.
All three of them didn't die at the same time. Actually, one died, and then the next, before they even left, all three dogs were dead.
Mm.
And I'm like, I cannot put Jonah through that again. No.
No, don't put Jonah through that. No, I don't blame you.
I mean, and Levi is only 2 years old, but it doesn't matter. If it's something that's going to kill my dogs, you know, I mean,
yeah.
I'm getting more scared because more and more things are killing these dogs now. More and more dogs, more and more people are getting more brave about attacking the police dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, they kill them, they stab them, they do everything. And more police canines are dying because of that.
That's true. I saw a report on the news out here in California, oh, gosh, maybe 2 or 3 months ago, where one of the canines got shot in, you know, an altercation, and he died. And they had, like, a little honorable memorial for him. But the whole thing was so sad, you know. So.
Well, because I'm a member of that, you know, so they send me all the ones, and there's already 20 that stabbed or shot.
Wow.
And some of them survived and others did not. One canine lost his leg.
Oh, wow. That's horrible.
And I'm afraid that this will happen to one of my dogs. And I'm like, I cannot send in my dogs like that without me being in there with them. I said, I will not send my dog in first and then react later. There's no way I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
I said, if that's the case, I will go in with him. Because
yeah.
my dog will not lose his life because I'm not in there to help him.
Right.
There's no way.
Right.
There's no
those
way. No
police
way.
Dogs are not. Those are your babies. Yeah, so you can't do that. I agree.
And one guy choked the dog out.
Really?
Oh. So these guys are getting braver with dogs, so it's scarier now because it's like, what are we supposed to do now? If the canines aren't even doing
yeah.
their, you know, can't even do, if they're not even scared of the canines anymore.
Exactly. Wow.
What are we supposed to
do?
Yeah, you know?
Sometimes those kind of people, they're on drugs and something, and then they don't have their regular inhibitions and thinking, and they just will do crazy things, you know?
Oh, not all. They're just wanting to get away. And then if a dog comes, one guy, we were all there with our dogs one time, and the one guy had his rifle right up there, and he says, any of you send your dog after me, I will shoot and kill him. And I'm like, okay, so I'm not doing it. And the other guy, but only one guy did, and we're like, oh, hell no. And he shot and killed the dog.
Wow.
And I turned my head because I said, I cannot watch that. There's no way. And you should have seen. Then we all rushed in and grabbed him. And the one who lost his dog, he was going to kill him, literally.
Wow, I bet.
And three people had to take him off and said, no, 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 no. And they said, he killed my fucking dog. And we go, we know. I said, but this is not going to help your situation.
Yeah.
I said,
exactly.
He shot the dog. He did what he did. And I said, he's going to pay for it already. You know?
Yeah.
And I know that, because it's going in my head too. Anybody touches my dog, they're going to die. Yes, I've done that.
Yeah.
And I've never been in a situation where anybody has so far for me to even know if I would really do it or not.
Yeah.
Because in court, you know, when they ask you things like that, you know, you say, I have to say, I don't know because I've never been in that situation before.
Yeah, you don't know if they're actually
you
just
can't
saying
say,
it. Or
you can't
just
say that you wouldn't because that might not even be the truth.
Exactly. Yep.
And I can't say that I can't, that I would, because that may not be the truth.
Well, I'm happy
no
that you were smart enough not to send your dogs in. You kept them safe, so that's good.
But I'm saying they're calling more in, though, and I'm like, I don't know if I feel up to doing that now, because, and I know Levi can do it, but if those people have any weapons at all.
Because you have those riots, and then you have those daycare fraud with the Somalia people, you know, stealing millions and millions of dollars from your state, and you have so much going on right now. Yeah, so hopefully it'll
die down.
Out of
every state, I know they said Minnesota is the worst, and I said, I know. And I said, Minnesotans are nothing but sucky. I said, I don't understand. And then they're telling on the news that they're getting upset because now they're stopping all the fraud and the criminals from doing that. And you're getting upset now because they're doing their job.
Exactly. Yep.
And I'm like, and the one guy says, you just can't have it both ways.
Yeah.
And the governor's saying, no, we don't want them here. And I said, you know, I said, if you would have done your job to begin with, like years ago, you've been
know.
Going on for years. And I says, and you didn't do it. I said, I don't understand.
Right.
Why are you getting upset?
Well,
that
they're saying here. That he was behind it, though. They're saying that he was getting
they're
a kickback.
I know.
Yeah,
I mean, crazy
accusations.
And, you know, I'm so upset because, and I'm like, and you know what? Here's the thing. Remember when Minnesota's the one that started the, remember the riots when Floyd died?
Oh, was it? Oh, I didn't know that.
Minnesota's the first one to start it.
Oh,
and
and
they were in there. They were going in to kill the police. And they asked for help. And you know what? The governor didn't send in help.
Wow.
That was Governor Wolf. He never sent. Not until 2 days later. Well, they're gone now, fool.
Yeah, exactly.
How does that help if you're sending them 2 days later? I said,
yeah.
That's too late. What is wrong with you? And they were, they burnt down the police station and they were killing them. They're going to kill them all.
Yeah, some of those governors are so corrupt, you know? That's just crazy. We have the one out here in California that's saying, you know, he's just not a good man at all. So, yeah, hopefully
and
we can get him out.
And I know Minnesotans were asses, but you know, this is just too far. They take it too far, and then they blame it on ICE. And I said, you know, if you would have gotten out of their way and they could do their jobs as fast as they can, they'd be gone by now.
It's very simple. Exactly. It's very simple. Just out of their way. Yeah, I don't know how hard that is.
You're blocking them from doing their job, and then they have to go and try to plow through you all. And then you're running them over and throwing things at them, and now they got a gang that's coming out with guns in their arms to protect the citizens. Okay, really?
Yeah.
And I said, you do know you're going to get yourselves killed or in jail, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's not worth it. I don't know why they're doing it. You know, it's not worth it.
They've got machine guns standing out on the street.
Wow.
And I thought to myself, what is wrong with you people?
Yep, exactly.
And I never knew the state was. I thought, you know, and everybody says New York and California, and I'm like, oh, please.
You're like, that's a walk in the park compared to Minnesota.
You know, and me and my friends, we took a test one time, right? And we just Googled it one time, and I said, because we're just so curious. And everybody says, what cities do you think are the most dangerous and highest crime? You know what? You wouldn't believe what one everybody came up with first.
What?
New York.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Guess what? It wasn't. They weren't even on the top 10.
Well, it might get that way now because they're saying they have, like, a socialist Islamic governor now or
so
mayor.
So we did it 5 years ago.
Oh, you in Minnesota?
Yes. No, we did that. We decided to look that up, you know, 5 years ago when we were curious.
Oh, I see.
And guess who number one is? Detroit, Michigan.
Really?
We said the same thing. We're like, we never hear that much about Detroit.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, how is that the most? I says, I don't understand that. And I'm like, and Miami was another one.
Wow.
New Orleans is another.
Well, that kind of makes sense because where there's a lot of drinking and nightclubs and stuff, that makes sense because then people
they
start
have
going,
a lot here too.
Yeah. That's what it is, I bet. So.
But I was just like, what in the hell is wrong with people? You know,
yeah.
And I thought to myself, and I said, I'd rather be in New York at this time because look at all this fucking people.
Exactly, yeah.
And
how close was the shooting to your house, Lori?
Oh, there's quite a few of them.
Really?
I'm the one that sent them. I'm the one that had them come out to Columbia Heights to where I'm at.
Oh, you did?
I did. Not the protesters. ICE.
Oh, ICE. Okay.
Because there was some fraud here too, and then and you know what? I was right on too. Except they had more than fraud in that one. And I said, "Oh, I only knew about the fraud." I said,
yeah.
"I didn't know about the other." And they said they were using their own kids, you know, their own Somalian kids to come up and I'm like, "Are you kidding me?"
To look like they were being cared for there, but it was their own kids, right?
Yes.
And
they were trying to lure more kids, but it wasn't for that reason, for the daycare.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you kidding? They said, so you had it right on, but there was more to come. And I'm like, oh my God. And I said, no, I did not know that at all.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I said, I did not, okay, I'm trying to get into my driveway and I can't. What the hell?
Why is it snowing?
No, I mean, I'm kind of blocking the. I gotta get over more. I gotta go up. I gotta get over more.
I heard it's been really bad weather too in the Midwest.
Because my garbage cans are in the way, and you know these garbage people—they don't even know how to freaking put a garbage can where it was before. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's a whole nother issue. I've had that in my neighborhood too. We have like a parking spot up by our driveway and they always put it right there in the parking spot. And I'm like, why? Now whoever wants to park there next has to get out and move it. It makes no sense. So.
Well, they had it right in the middle of the street.
Yeah, wow.
And I'm like, what the fuck? I said, why has it been down in the middle of the street?
Yeah.
I'm like, and a mail carrier. She doesn't know how to put the lid back on the damn mailbox.
What's going on with the payment for your website?
I'm going to give you the payment now.
Oh, you're going to go? Okay, I didn't know if you needed it. Okay, so let me just go back in.
But now and, I have to go in and turn, I gotta unlock the card.
Oh, okay, so it's gonna be the same card, but you'll just unlock it?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, so then you just tell me when you're ready and then I'll process it.
I assume that there's something wrong with my card. No, there isn't.
Yeah,
I had knocked it up does not mean there's something wrong with it.
I had another guy, do exactly what used to happen to you. He called me on a Friday and he said, Tina, I'm transferring the money into my account. Can you process it tomorrow? And I said, no, I'm not here on Saturday and Sunday, but I can absolutely set the invoice to process, right? So then when I came in on Monday, I checked and it declined. So I called him and he said, no, you took the money I saw. And I said, no, actually it declined. So he looked into it, and it was just like you used to call me from the bank and say, like, pull it now before someone else does. It was some other company that pulled it, and it wasn't us. So he called me back and apologized. He's like, I'm so sorry. I have to put the money back in again because it was another company that did it.
Well, yeah, because and the way that everything's going nowadays, you can't even have anything unlocked anymore because people go right in and take it.
Exactly, yeah.
And you don't even know who, but they're going in and taking it anyway. And am I even in the right spot in my driveway? This is so stupid.
And they probably didn't even know that, he had put it in it with an intention for someone else. They just, if he owed them money and they pulled it, they were like, okay, that was for us, They didn't know.
That's happened a couple times with other people, too. And I'm like, oh, I says, you didn't take it out? And they said, no. And I'm like, oh,
yep.
I thought that
yep.
was you. So I had to go look, and I'm like, that wasn't you. Okay, so what do I do? And then it's like, and then it's too late because, they're saying, well, we're going to cut off your heat. And I'm like, I can't pay it now, so I got to go, and do this thing, And it's like, you're good as guests as mine if they hand it out today.
Yeah.
And I'm like, seriously, you're going to be an ass about it?
Are you going to make some extra money if they do need the dogs to go out, or is that just something that they'll take them because they're trained to do it, or what?
Well, we would be making money, but the thing is, I'm not sure, because I already got hit by a car.
Yeah, it's too dangerous, I think.
What if they run over a dog or something?
Yeah.
And the lady that got shot in her car that was running over the officer had
yeah.
a dog in her car.
I saw that. That's what was so sad. I'm like, that is really sad. So,
the dog didn't get shot, though.
Still, to be in
but
the
still,
car.
But still, I was like, why would she do that? What if she had kids or something back in there?
I know. They just
said. They don't care. There's people out there with kids protesting, and I'm like, do you know it's not safe out here? And you're bringing your kids, and you think that they're not going to be taken in with you. And
yeah.
That's something that you don't understand at all.
And just the fact that, you have kids and you're out there doing that, that's crazy. Even though, I guess they said her son was at school or what have you, but still, why don't you just take care of your kids and your family? Why are you wasting your time doing that, So.
And then they're causing more problems, and then they don't understand that they can get arrested.
Yep, exactly.
But now, and they call it kidnapping. And I'm like, seriously, you're calling it kidnapping. I said,
yeah.
You know what kidnapping means, right?
Yeah. That's what they'll say. Oh, a masked agent came and kidnapped them. And they're like, no, they didn't. They illegally detained them.
Kidnapping.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't see nobody kidnapping nobody.
That's funny, Lori.
I mean, and I'm like, you know what kidnapping means, right? I said, they're not going to kidnap everyone right there in front of everyone.
Right,
for
exactly.
For you to witness, and they don't put cuffs on you. Not like, and then they just say, well, you don't announce yourself. Do you know how to read at all? It says all over their damn uniform what they are.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you not see that? Well, they don't not get mine. And I'm like, seriously, even though you see their uniforms and they've got their stun guns and their tasers and everything else, you don't see that they're officers?
Right?
Seriously.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah.
And I'm like, this is no, and I said, I have never met such dumb people in my life in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Never.
Those poor officers, too, they just wake up in the morning and they have families, too, and they just go out and try to do their job, and then they have to put up with that, They have a stressful enough job as it is, and then to have to.
And they go to the hotels where they're staying.
Yeah, crazy.
And
yeah.
Guess what? They kick them out of restaurants.
Wow.
And then when you're kicking them out, they call us bitches and cunts and motherfuckers and everything else. And I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah.
They don't make this, they won't serve any ice.
That's the whole thing is that, you know, they'll make a big deal on the news about, like, those protesters, like, we're a country full of immigrants, and they should be allowed, and this and that, and but at the same token, both of my parents are immigrants, and so is my husband, and they all came over here legally, right? They had to go through a process and get a sponsor and get someone to sign for them and get a visa, and then if the visa has a time frame on it, get everything done within the time frame, you know? They had to, like, abide by these rules, you know? And that's what the whole thing is that people are missing, is that you can't just let them in without coming in legally. And I saw a guy on a social media that was out interviewing people, and he uh-huh. said, oh, do you think that, you know, immigration should be reformed? Should we let people in illegally? Of course we should, because they're just looking for a better future and blah, blah, blah. And so he said, oh, good, I'm glad you feel that way, because there's a group from Somalia that just came over and they need housing, so we'll just send them over to your house. No, don't do that, you know. What do you mean? Don't you want the government to take care of it? You don't want to help, but you're saying they should be allowed here? Who's going to help them? So he said,
and then they complain too, saying, well, they're taking all of our money and da 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 da.
Exactly. Yep.
And
yeah.
I said, you know, what country can we go into that's not going to make sure that we are citizens?
And you can't have it away.
Or at least a visa that lets us in the country for a while. Really?
Exactly. That's right. If you look at it the other way around, we would have to go through the process if we went somewhere else. Yeah, that's exactly
right. And they
right.
wouldn't let us in. They wouldn't let us in at all if we didn't have any of it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because I know friends that have been to Germany and said, oh, my God, they'll come with guns and everything and tell you to turn around.
Yeah, I bet.
And I'm like, holy shit. And I'm like, and yet here. And they say, well, it's supposed to be free. And I says, doesn't mean free to do whatever you want to anybody.
Right, exactly.
What is wrong with you people?
Yeah, but it's getting to where it's not going to be a free country anymore. If it keeps going the way it is, it's terrible.
And then Governor Wall says, that's the stupid governor. He said he's going to send in somebody to fight the ICE. And I said, so you're going to start a war now? Really?
Wow.
I said, do you not understand what you're doing?
Yeah.
You're not saving nobody. You're actually going to end up having all these people getting shot. Now, that's not very good. That's not very smart of you to do.
Yeah, exactly.
And then our mayor, well, get out of Minnesota then. Really?
Mm.
And I said, see, you're just a mayor. The president is the president.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know who? I said, see, here's the mayor down here. The president's way up here, okay? Who do you think you're going to listen to?
Yeah.
I said, not the mayor of the city of Minneapolis, because you're just a mayor of Minneapolis. You're not even a mayor of Minnesota.
Yeah.
you know what I mean, though? I mean, it's like, you know, you're just a mayor of city. That's it. You can't demand nothing.
Exactly.
You can't make people leave for nothing. I said, how come you're not like this when it comes to the illegal aliens then?
Yeah. They should just handle their city, and that's it. If they're the mayor of the city, deal with that.
But no one did. No one did. No one did nothing. And I'm like, oh, hell no. But I was proud of myself. I knew that something was going down. That's the one in Columbia Heights, you know. I just didn't know how much was going down.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, and they said there was more. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And they said, you did good, but there was more to it. And I said, yep, well, I said, I'm sure there was. I said, I was just going by just the fraud, you know, and there was more, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Did you take the money out of the card yet?
Oh, no, I was waiting for you to tell me that you unlocked it, so let me give it a whirl. Yeah. I thought.
A whirl?
Yeah, I'm going to give it a whirl.
But, yeah, but now my life has not been going good at all, no matter what. It never
really?
Oh. You should know by now.
I know, but you know
how I. Is he dead or not?
No, you know what I always say, though, Lori, when things go as bad as they've gone for you, they can only go up. So I'm waiting to talk to you when there's some good news, when there's some positive, you know.
There is, and I, you know what, I can honestly say that it's never going to happen.
Oh, it will. Don't say that.
No, it won't, because you know what? It's been going on for years. How long have you been talking to me?
That's true.
And
that's
how often
true.
Has and how often has anything good come out of my mouth to you?
Yeah.
About me.
I know. It seems like you've had one thing after another, haven't you?
Uh-huh. And everybody knows it here, too. They go, if there was no such thing as bad luck, you'd have no luck at all. And I'm like, right?
Wow.
And then I have others that say, just that cloud just never leaves, does it? And I'm like, no, it falls. Sometimes it nets up in sprinkles.
But you sound just as spicy as always, and that's what I want to hear.
But, you know, and everybody looks at me like, how do you do it? And I'm like, I know, right? I go home and I cry.
Yeah.
I get it all out, and I'm like, and you know, and it's like, and then it's like, I don't know, I'm just, you know.
Yeah.
My life, I can't be depressed all the time, you know. And even though, granted, I think positive, but knowing that something's still going to come at me.
Yeah.
That's not good. So it's like, oh, I try to think positive. Yep, sure do. I'm positive that something's going to stress me down again.
Yeah. We had a little event out here yesterday called Make Heaven Crowded, and it was like a offshoot of the whole, like, Charlie Kirk thing. What is it called? Like Turning Point USA or whatever. But Erica Kirk spoke, and of course there were a bunch of protesters outside. But she said the same thing that you just said, that people ask her, how do you stand? How do you stand? How do you do it? You know? And she said that that Usha, I guess the vice president's wife, actually helped her and gave her some really good advice when they got off the plane to see her husband's casket coming in. She said, oh gosh, how am I going to do this? And she said, you know, when you're on a plane and all your kids are with you and everybody's crying and you're in a tight space and people are looking funny at you because, you know, your kids are crying and you can't get them under control and you just think like, oh my gosh, how am I going to get through this 15 minutes? And before you know it, the plane's landed and you've made it through the 15 minutes. And then you just have another 15 minutes to go through and another 15 minutes. And you just keep standing, you know, you just keep standing. And the way that she put it was so true. Like, I mean, especially women, we have to be so strong and you have to be able to stand. Even if inside emotionally you're weak, you know, you have to be able to, you know, like keep standing, which is what you're doing. So that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
by
you know,
the way,
the
payment went through too. So thank
yeah,
you for
I
that.
Yeah, I know, I checked my card.
Okay, good. Good, good, good.
And
yeah,
I thought that's okay because I'm like, I want to make sure that it did even so because, and you know, here's the thing, you know, it's like me and my friend, you know, it's like, it seems so funny because it's like, he says, you know, something bad happens, you know, and it's always happens to me. And it's like, and I said, you know, and I see all these people on the news saying, oh, they've gone through a terrible thing and then they get this new car or something else. Where the hell are you when I'm going through some horrible shit?
Exactly.
What the hell?
Yeah.
I said, someone burned down and they got a new house. You're fixing up there. You're going to give them a new house and everything and they don't have to pay. Seriously. And I said, if something like that happened to me, people just walk right on by and say, oh, good luck.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
What
I've seen those stories where it's like, someone's in a grocery store and he'll ask the cashier, do you mind if I ask how old you are and why are you still working? And then they give some sad story and then next minute there's a GoFundMe set up and people are donating thousands of dollars and they come back the next week and say, now we're going to build you a house or now we've raised enough money to get you a car and you know, and
and I tell people I've been homeless 3 or 4 times and I've lost my, you know, and I did this and gone that and been hit by a car twice and da-da-da-da-da, and I got nothing.
Yeah, and it's a sweet, enduring story, but again, yeah, I mean, I guess you just have to be in the right place at the right time, right?
And where is that right time and right place ever for me?
Yeah.
I could be in any grocery store and somebody else would still get it.
Yeah,
And I'd be in the same grocery store as them.
Well, I hope that you get the a good break one of these days, Lori. You deserve it.
Oh, in your wildest dreams.
In my oh, my gosh. Well, even if not, life is good because you have those fur babies, right?
You know, Olga, I got to send you my you don't know that I got two new babies.
No, I didn't. No way.
Israel and Silas.
Oh, I love that. Israel
and... I do got to send it to your messenger then, I guess.
Please,
I
yeah.
That. I thought I did, but I must not have.
I want to see the babies. I love that. That's great.
Somebody didn't want them, and I'm like, really?
Mm.
And I said, I'll take them for sure. And now I got seven dogs. Now people, I'm not even supposed to have seven dogs on my own in the place.
Yeah.
Oh, but guess what? There is something that actually came, well, not, it's not, the, well, I shouldn't be excited about this because the lady did give me such a hard time, like, oh, for years.
Yeah.
But she's dead. She's dead.
Oh, she is? What happened?
Actually, I found her. The guys, those guys that were coming to do yard work for her kept pounding on the door in the wind, you know, pounding on the doors. And I'm like, okay, you know, what's the deal? And I finally come out and I said, well, her car's here. She's here.
Yeah.
They're listening here. And I thought to myself, yeah, I'm like, I'm going to help them. Well, of course I did. Because I thought that old, and I, as I'm helping them, that old bat, you know,
wow.
Going in my head like I really want to help, like I really want to help them find her, and you know.
Yeah.
They still did it, and sure enough, the guy, one guy, and I said, well, he goes, I said, have you tried calling her phone? Well, I can't find her phone number. And I'm like, okay, that's not going to work then, okay. And I said, well, then you're going to have to find a window probably to go in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so finally someone finds a window going, and I says, otherwise we've got to make a welfare check, you know. And
yeah.
Not, you know, that means everything, you know, the law's got to come out. You know, and we found a window where the law had to come out anyways, because he's calling 911. And I said, he goes, well, she hunched over. And I said, well, didn't you go in there and see if she's okay?
Yeah.
Did you check her pulse? Nothing?
What did he say?
I'm like, what an idiot. And I said, get out of my way then. Here I'm thinking, I've got to resuscitate this old bat and whatnot.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just, it's like the devil's fighting me. But I'm doing it anyway, thinking, get out of my way. I got to go see if she's okay, knowing that I really don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So, and I'm in there, and I'm like, hey, are you okay? Oh, she's as cold as ice.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm born. And I'm like, and he's calling Amazon. I said, you don't need the ambulance. He goes, well, why? And I'm like, because she's dead. No, she's not. Yes, she is, fool. I said, what's wrong with you? I know
yeah.
When someone's dead. You know, come on. And,
yeah.
And of course, the ambulance really didn't need, to, they didn't come. They didn't come at all.
Really?
Said, the priest came first and we told him, and I knew one of them. And I said, oh no, you don't need the ambulance. He goes, oh yeah. He says, well, she's dead. Yeah, you probably don't need that. I said, no, you need the other one.
Wow.
And, then whoever had her funeral, you know, get her, you know, sometimes when wherever they're going to be having their funeral or they're doing their stuff, you know, and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They come and pick up the body. That's what sometimes they do. Well, this one did.
Wow.
Like, who were they? They were in a car, you know, they were in like a.
So they're, what are they? They're like
a hearse.
Wow.
It was like just a regular car, like a station wagon. Kind of
wow.
And I'm like, well, who are they? And they're coming out, and I'm like, oh, they're taking, and I'm like, and she was so stiff, you had to take time to unbend her.
Oh, my goodness.
Because she hunched over, you know, alongside of, and I'm like, but that's still not the way she should have died, by trying to get air.
Yeah, and you didn't really know how long she had been in there, huh? Because you said they were trying to get
in. And I said, if I would have known, yeah, I would have gone to help her, but I didn't know. And I said, oh, she's been dead quite a while. You know, what just didn't happen today.
So what happened now? Do you have, like, a new neighbor, or is everything just kind of, like, in limbo right now?
Her daughter, and I don't know. From what I heard that in the will, that the house was left to the grandchildren, but she's got one granddaughter that's not supposed to be even welcomed into the house, much less on the property. So now I thought, what other grandkids does she have? I know she has five great grandkids from the same lady that's not welcomed on the property.
So
I don't know what grandkids she's talking about. I haven't seen any. I've only seen the one daughter, her daughter, and she didn't leave the house for her daughter, but it looks like they're going to just go against the will.
Yeah. You know what? Sometimes people will do that. I know my my sister-in-law, her kids have been on SSI disability their whole lives, but the oldest one just turned 18 a couple of weeks ago. And so I thought, she's going to really feel it now because she's not going to get that check for him each month. And then I thought, wait a minute, she probably still will, because when she gets the notification in the mail that says, hey, in February, you're not eligible to receive it anymore, but we're going to send it straight to him because he's not a minor anymore, she's probably just going to go open up a bank account in his name and have them deposit it there, but then she still gets it, you know? I know how she is.
That's still dishonest.
Yeah, but I know how she is, you know what? So that maybe that daughter's trying to do something like that. Like, oh, yeah, it's in the grandkids' name, but they're too young. They're not going to know, so I'm just going to handle it myself. You know?
Actually, the one granddaughter is in her 30s.
Oh, so she should know, yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. So, and I said, I don't know any of our other family members, so I can't say.
But that's her mom, the one that's the daughter?
All I know is that she's got a family, but she has five other sisters.
And I said, no,
I didn't know nothing about that neighbor. So she's got grandkids somewhere else in another state or something. And maybe said, maybe they told her just go ahead and live there.
Yeah.
Wow. Until they sell it, because I don't know if they're supposed to sell it or what. I don't know if she owns the house even. If it's a mortgage house, I don't know anything. And that's fine, but I said, God, you really did hear my prayers, didn't you?
Yeah, exactly.
You really did take her out, and I'm like, but that's not the way I wanted her to go out.
Yeah.
trying to get air. She died with her nebulizer in her hand.
Oh, that's so sad.
And I did feel bad because I said that's not the way I wanted to see her dead. You know, I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
Granted, I was hoping that a bus would hit her, but even so, I would have felt bad still. I'm like, you know.
Yeah.
I still said, no, that's not really what I meant. It's just something that you think of, but you know.
Yeah, of course. We always say stuff like that when we're getting harassed by people and this and that, but you know, you don't really mean it, you know. So I get
it. Like, is it too late for her to just go in front of a bus somewhere? something. Caught on a train track.
But as
you know?
Tragic as it is, you're right. That's at least something positive. You don't have her in your hair anymore, you know.
And no calls have gone into the city.
Oh, that's good. But that, you know, like I said, it's a sad thing to like say that. But I mean, that's the reality of it. Is if she was the one causing all of it, and now she's not here, at least that's gonna stop, you know. So.
Well, I did find out that the neighbor next to my other side, she did do it one time.
Oh,
she did try to tell me that she didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, you know, here's the thing. And then she goes, well, I better call them right now and make sure that they know it wasn't me. And I'm like, yeah, right. You're going to call them to make sure that, well, ask them why I know that it was you.
Right, exactly. Wow.
I know how it goes. And I said, you do know I know how it goes. And then she kind of said, well, you really are nice to people who aren't very nice to you. And I'm like, take that as something, and take that into your own heart, and then, you know, quit harassing me.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I've asked her, oh no, she's not. But then my employee said, you know, he says, but no one else had any view of this dog except her.
Yes.
And I said, see, that's the thing. That's why I block it off from everybody now. I said, because it narrows it down to where it comes from.
Exactly.
And I said, since I cut the one across the street off, I know it's not them, clearly. And I said, and then next door over here, she's claiming she never did, and she'd get all mad. And I'm like, I knew it was her anyways, even though mad or whatever. But this last time, it wasn't her, you know? Because she did defend herself this time. Most of the time she don't defend herself when you say
that. Yeah, because she knows
she'll walk
she
away. She'll walk away, you know, and then that's that. Or pretend she don't hear you.
Yeah.
But this time she said, no, it's fucking you. And I'm like, and I said, well, she's never done that before, so. You know?
Yeah.
And I said, so I'm guessing, and I asked some friend over there too, the guy that was working on her yard, and he goes, well, wasn't me. You know?
Yeah.
Like, uh-huh. Okay, whatever, you know. And he goes, will you tell them to come back? And I will tell them it wasn't me. You know? No, okay, whatever. So, and I could have called their bluff, but I didn't. Because, like I said, they told me that the only person who could have seen as clear as they did was the person on the right of me.
Yeah.
And I said, and that's why I know. And I said, and see that, and people don't understand this. I know how to do things and I know how to get people to, you know what I'm saying? I eliminated the people across the street long before I did the lady over next door, the first guy. And I said, so I know if it comes, it's not from them because they don't see anything anymore. I cut them off.
Yeah.
Totally.
Well,
so
I
know it's not them.
She could have been so mad about it too because it was striking a nerve with her. You know, maybe she did do it and she got so mad because you figured it out and that's why she was like, no, it wasn't me, and you know. So yeah.
Well, the one she looked at me like, I'm gonna make sure to call them, and I'm like, you know, here's the thing. You know, I do know they don't, and I said, here's the thing. Not all the time do they have to tell me who it was.
Yeah. And my mom used to always say a really good saying. She used to say fear and anger are very close. So if she was afraid that you were figuring her out, it makes sense why she would get so angry about it then, you know? So, yep.
But the one lady next door on the right-hand side, you know, and she claims it wasn't her, she wasn't there, and da-da-da-da-da. You know, yeah, my ass, you weren't here. You know, and I said, here's the thing. I wasn't here either. So, but I said, somebody else was, and I know that he's lied to me before, but, you know, I don't think this time he did. You know,
yeah.
And I said, and I told him, I said, either it was the neighbor over here, it was you who did it. And
mm-hmm.
I said, so confess or else whatever, you know, because I said, I'm tired of this shit.
Yeah. Own up to it, right?
For real. And,
Yeah,
and I still, and you know, I'm still getting rid of the guy that's there with me now. And I said, yeah. Then I says, and everybody says, well, I'm going to help you get rid of him because we all want him gone. I'm like, because I says, and I told him, I says, no one likes you. And
yeah.
He didn't fight. He didn't even fight with me on that. He just kind of looked at me like he knew already.
Like, I know, yeah.
Sorry, Max, you know. And I says, you have no friends. Your family doesn't like you. You don't like your family. I says, you have no one. And I said, you best be careful who you're messing with. And that's me. And I says, you have no idea of all the connections I have. And I says, and another thing, I says, I do know what to do with the body.
Mm. Wow.
And I says, and I've never done it. You know, I've never really done anything like that, you know. But I says, because, I mean, I could have killed him a long time ago if I was going to do that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's
you know,
scary.
And I'm like, you don't want to say it and then say, and I got friends that laugh and say, okay, well, I'll make sure not to be around when it happens.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? And then say,
yeah,
that way I can't say anything, you know? And I'm like, nope, you can't then, can you?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And they're laughing, you know, but you know, everybody knows me. They say, oh, you say you're going to kick your dog's ass too, but you never do that either.
Exactly.
And I say, I know, right?
You're a softie.
Okay, I'm just nothing but a hot air, and I said, I know.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm not one of those people, you know, that just, I never
you're
follow through anything.
All bark and no bite, right?
That's what everybody says. But I told him, I said, I paid everybody back that got at me the first time around, you know, with all those, you know. And I said, they didn't know that they'd have everybody knocking on their door.
Yeah, exactly.
And they said, oh, you had everybody else. I said, oh yeah, I made sure I called the child protection, the adult protection. I mean, I called everybody I could call on.
Oh, Lori, I have a call coming in, so I have to run, but please send me the picture of your babies and then we'll talk more next time, okay?
Okay.
Okay, all right, have a great day. Bye.
You too. Bye.